Hi, I'm Gordon. Today I wish to speak about being patient. Now, this is not a book about being a patient. I was a patient, as you might know, a few days ago. But I guess they call patience for the simple reason that in hospital, for example, you don't really know when you're going to get out, if you get out eventually, because some people don't get out of hospital. They either die or something else. What I wish to say today is to share are my feelings that I'm going through right now. I'm waiting for something that I think is important, that I value, and this waiting really makes me freak out, to put it bluntly. It seems that it's difficult to distract me from noticing that there is something I'm waiting for, and it's rather hard to concentrate, and so I'm doing this book partly to take some of my time. And when this happens, it's usually because, as I've been at home for a number of days now, at home and at hospital for, I think, 4 weeks in total. So you get bored and you don't have real work to do, so you occupy with your thoughts with other things, and when you're waiting for something, it's really quite a stress on me, especially when I acknowledge that it's not a good thing to be in my position. And as I meditate on this inkling, on this craving I have to be satisfied, I realize that it might stem from an attachment to an idea, perhaps a thought that I can gain happiness, that once the waiting is over, things will get better. But if I think about it in reality, there will be always that waiting, there will be always something else that will follow. And if I live my life in this way, there'll be no end. There'll be always something else that I need to wait for, that I need to that I need to be patient about, to exercise patience. So I think it's a question of really addressing this need, this attachment to things that I need to work on. And that's the thought for the day.